The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Now, one good thing to come out from the pandemic is that many people are getting to know their neighbours, their local community in the area for the first time. And we're going to speak to Kate Gray, who's among those getting to know her neighbours for the first time since she moved into a cul-de-sac 14 years ago. Kate is a primary school teacher. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So is it Killiney we're talking about here?
Yeah, we are. We're talking about a little cul-de-sac nestled down by the sea in Killiney, yeah.
Oh, sounds lovely already. So tell us, in lockdown one, you made a decision and you were probably nervous about it. Tell us what you did in lockdown one.
Well, in lockdown one, I came to the realisation that after 11 years living in my cul-de-sac, I didn't know anybody. I knew my immediate neighbours to give a wave, but after that, there was nobody that I knew.
Yeah.
I watched what was happening in Italy with people singing on their balconies, and I thought if they could come together, then this is the one opportunity I have to try and bring people together. So lockdown started at the 12th of March. So on the 14th of March, I hand wrote letters to everybody because my printer had no ink, just saying that it's times like this we need to become the friends and family that we're not necessarily going to see. And I suggested that at 7 p.m. everybody come out to their front door with a glass of wine or a cup of tea or a hot water bottle and just get to know each other. And that was 33 weeks ago, and every single evening at 7 o'clock since then, we've come out together.
That's kind of incredible. Every single evening since you sent in that letter.
Every single evening,
cul-de-sac bursts into life and everybody comes outside. And when you sent the letter in and you put it into everyone's door, how do you feel? How were your nerves that night?
Well, to be honest, I didn't sleep. But underneath it all, I knew the value of community. Like other people, I'd had a rough few years. My dad had been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
The community at Move for Parkinson's, the charity, had helped us through that. I'd lost my best friend to cancer and taken her beautiful daughter to come and live with me. So in all those difficult times that I've had, the community had always been utmost in their support for me with my friends and family. So I thought, I have a community everywhere else, but when I come home every evening, there's no community. There's nobody I can turn to even to ask for a pint of milk. So
yeah.
I think underneath the worry that night, there was a sense that it'll be okay.
Yeah, and it was very much okay. And I think a lot of people would relate to, yeah, we have people we wave to, but we never ask the time of day.
Exactly, even. Yeah.
And
you know, these people are not just neighbours now. These are lifelong friends. They're an absolutely incredible group of people. And, you know, yes, I put the note in everybody's door, but they're the people that come out every single night. You know, community is not just me. It's everybody who comes out just to check in, to see how people are doing, if they've had a bad day, to have a rant, if they've had a good day, let's hear about it. So.
Let off steam.
Exactly, yeah. Have a cup of tea, have a glass of wine. Let's just, you know, make this as easy as possible.
What is the cul-de-sac? Can you paint the picture for us in our heads? What does it look like? When, you know, it was a lonely place once upon a time and it comes to life at 7 o'clock. So how many houses are on this street?
Well, actually, within the cul-de-sac, there are little cul-de-sacs.
Right.
To start off with, I just did the houses within. There's just a little U-bend of houses up each side.
Mm-hmm.
Some terraced, some bungalows. And it's not even just at night, because now, anytime you're passing or getting into your car, you have to stop for a chat. So even though 7 o'clock is the time when you begin to hear the doors opening, there's that constant vibe during the day of people in and out, having a little chat, seeing how people are doing. So it's really remarkable. My garden chairs from my back garden have been sitting outside my front garden for the last 33 weeks, and they just come out at 7 o'clock. If I'm not out first, someone else is out, and they put them out and we just begin to gather. At this stage, I know what everybody's whole door sounds like as it begins to open. So.
Wow. Okay. And what have you been doing at 7 o'clock? There's a lot of takeaway involved, I believe.
Friday night is takeaway night, so people just place an order. We like to support local, so any of the local businesses. And then we've had some bingo nights, some tennis lessons, had a good sing song. We've celebrated our neighbour's 40th wedding anniversary. We've had a school graduation. We've had a pink party of everybody dressed in pink. We've had a rainbow party. We remembered those people who are not as fortunate as us. We've lit our candles to respect the frontline workers. And sometimes it's not even, it's never at the moment planned. It's just whatever happens on the night, it happens. It's just about being together.
It sounds idyllic. And there are people of all ages, I presume, up and down
the
street.
There's people of all ages, yeah.
It's just incredible to think 33 weeks. So you've been there. There were beautiful days, March and April. So
yeah,
you've had Easter together?
We had Easter, and Easter was actually the first day at 7 that it rained, so I just dressed up as a bunny rabbit, put on my wet weather gear, got my umbrella, and did a little dance to Singing in the Rain. But do you know what the interesting thing is? That there's probably been 4 or 5 days at 7 o'clock on the dot that it's rained. It could be raining at 10 to 7, but at 7 o'clock there's that little 5 or 10 minutes where we can just get out. And the main thing is that we're together. Put on the wind.
Put your happy face on and get with it. I mean, it's been pretty wild over the weekend. Did you manage to go out even 7 o'clock Halloween night last night? Can you hear us, Kate? The line is kind of, the wind might have taken the line on us there. I don't know if we've lost Kate there, but that is the Killiney community which is coming together in the cul-de-sac, and actually other people doing around the country. 51551, by the way, is the text number. And Graeme Clifford was tweeting that the families on his street in Fermoy in Cork have been working together to light up their patch during the winter darkness. Pesto jars washed, lights inserted, DIY lanterns hanging from trees, lights outside homes, street WhatsApp groups, creativity and solidarity. Could your street do the same? And these are the kind of the dark, dismal weeks when you really need to do it. So Kate Gray and everyone down there, she lives in the house with her daughter Rachel, as she was saying, and they're keeping it all going. And I was going to ask whether they go through the winter, but if they've gone through,
sorry.
You're back, Kate.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
You,
yeah, I was just talking about over
the
weekend.
No idea what happened there.
Don't worry. And you're actually in school at the moment, we should say.
I'm actually in school down in St. Nicholas in the Montessori Primary School in Dunleary. Yeah, so my class are busy at work beside me in the next room.
Oh, very good. Okay, we won't keep you much longer. But tell us.
No, you're fine.
The plans are you're going to keep it going through the winter months, and maybe they're the most important.
Yeah, I've no plans to stop it. I think we're on a roll now. We've done 33 weeks. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Rain, snow, we'll stick together.
So from that one handwritten letter that you dropped into people's houses, people you didn't know, you have lifelong friends and a really solid community. I mean, it's just a gorgeous story.
I really do. And do you know what? I'm thankful every night before I go to bed. I'm thankful that I wrote that letter. I'm thankful for the people I share this time with. I'm thankful that they all come out every night. And you know what? There's so much negativity and sadness in the world that if this can just be one little ray of sunshine. And so I just urge other people, just reach out. Do you know, just get to know those people. It's the simplest of things. As we say, we're blessed every night with the simplest of things.
And as you say, you've come through hard times. You lost your friend. And you know, your goddaughter, Rachel, that's her daughter, isn't it? This has been a hard time for her. How has it been?
Well, she was up at 6 a.m. on Easter Sunday with me delivering Easter eggs, popping them on everybody's door. So it's been great for her to get to know everybody as well. So she's a star too. So
well, it's just been great for your spirits, and I think you've raised our spirits as well. And like you say, from just a simple act of just reaching out to people, and it is part of that Keep Well campaign. Did you give the community a name?
Well, my neighbour Jura describes it as COVIDliness. We're all just in there. We're in there together.
Well, do you know what? It's such an ugly word, COVID, and that is a way of making it a very nice thing.
Exactly.
Makes it sound like a hug when it has the response you've given it. Listen, thanks, and continued success to your community at 7 o'clock,
Kate. Thank you so much.
And to Rachel and to everyone in the COVIDliness neighbourhood.
Exactly. COVIDliness cul-de-sac, yeah.
We'll let you get back to school.
Brilliant.
Thanks a million. Great to chat to you,
Thank
Kate.
Thank you so much.
Look after yourself.
You.
Bye bye. Take care.